Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
Hey, it's our TLC unit. If you watch TV, you've probably noticed there's a new show on called Window Warriors, which is kind of something I like to do. I grew up going window shopping with my mom on Saturday. The rule was in my family is if you got all your chores done, chores, of course, are little jobs in the house, like doing the dishes, cleaning the bathroom. For my brothers, it would be mowing the lawn. If you got all your chores done by 12 o'clock noon, you got to go shopping with mom. And that was always fun because at least you would have food from a good restaurant, maybe fast food, maybe a sit-down restaurant. And we would definitely go window shopping. Sometimes we'd buy stuff, but I love window shopping.
Well, I wouldn't know what window shopping is because
really?
I'm from a small town. And two or three stores had display windows. But if you wanted to go window shopping, you were pretty much done in 30 seconds. Okay.
Wow.
But if you're from a big city, of course, you got lots of places to go to,
yeah.
Department stores, commercial areas, and you can check out the window displays in those areas.
Window shopping also includes going to a department store where you're not literally looking through windows. You're just looking at the new styles, new shoes. Maybe you don't have plans to buy anything, but you just want to see what's out there.
And, of course, you're not shopping for windows themselves because
no.
The kids in your neighborhood are really naughty. They keep throwing rocks through your windows,
no.
And you got to keep replacing them. No, this just means you're going guangjie, as you say in Chinese,
yeah.
Just looking around. Maybe you'll buy this or that, but you're basically going out to have a good time.
I think the most famous windows that you go window shopping with are the ones in New York City. They have beautiful displays. They hire the best artists to come up with really creative windows.
Yep, just
windows
like Audrey Hepburn in that movie.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yep, she was window shopping
yeah.
at Tiffany's, basically.
Sure.
Wondering what rich guy is going to buy her a diamond necklace or something like that. But in any case, let's get to it, everybody. Let's talk about this TV show called Window Warriors. Window shopping on Window Warriors. Let's listen.
With so much shopping done online these days, brick-and-mortar stores have to work harder than ever to bring in customers. Gone are the days when bland, two-dimensional signage and handouts announcing sales were enough to entice patrons inside. These days, retailers need to be clever with their storefront marketing. The more noticeable, the better. That's why many of them employ window merchandising designers.These visual artists use their creativity to effectively attract customers, sell products, and promote the brand. On TLC's Window Warriors, 8 of the U.S.'s most gifted window merchandising designers go head-to-head to build elaborate window displays for a panel of judges. Each week, they're assigned a theme and must design a window display that appropriately represents a major retail brand and the products it sells. They don't just have the judges to impress, however. A representative from the brand itself will be there to assess their work. As a contestant's client, this person can decide to recreate the winning window in one of the brand's stores. This recognition, along with the show's grand prize, is more than enough motivation to succeed.On the first episode, the 8 competitors are each assigned a random dress from Macy's, one of the largest department stores in the world. Their mission is to design a window display with a celebration theme. Roya Sullivan, Macy's National Director of Windows, asked them to merge fashion and style with entertainment in their displays. More than 10,000 people pass by Macy's Herald Square,in New York City every hour. And Roya knows it takes more than just nice clothes to attract customers. With 3 days, a handful of assistants, and all the materials they could ever ask for, the designers get ready to fulfill Roya's request.
Okay, everybody, it's time for us to discuss the contents of today's lesson. We are window shopping on this TV program called Window warriors. Okay, of course, a warrior is somebody who fights. So basically, these are people who are setting up window displays and trying to win a contest.
Mm.
So here's the first paragraph. It says, with so much shopping done online these days, brick and mortar stores have to work harder than ever to bring in customers. So with so much shopping done online, because so many people buy things on the internet, therefore, regular stores, brick and mortar stores, need to work harder to attract customers. So here we've got this concept of brick and mortar stores. A store, of course, is a place where you go to buy something. And because it's actually a physical building, it might be made with bricks. And you stick the bricks together by using mortar. That's kind of the glue that sticks the bricks together. So
it's cement or concrete, right? Cement is another word for mortar. But nowadays, that's how they always describe real stores. You see it a lot, especially if you're reading an article about Amazon, because Amazon's huge and it's really overtaking a lot of the brick and mortar stores. For example, Toys R Us is gone. It used to be a huge chain where you'd walk in, you'd check out the toys for kids, and then you'd buy something. But it's cheaper to rent a store online. So a lot of these brick and mortar stores are filing for bankruptcy or just closing entirely. It's kind of sad these days.
Yeah, I wonder if that means the Toys R Us here in Taipei is closed. It was such a big deal when it opened back in 1988 or so.
It's a fun store.
But yeah, it might be gone now. And yes, some of these stores cannot compete. Gone are the days when bland two-dimensional signage and handouts announcing sales were enough to entice patrons inside. Gone are the days. Uh-oh, I might break into song here with a Stephen Foster song.
Stop
but
it.
I'm not going to do it. Okay, so anyway, gone are the days. Those days are gone. They're in the past. They're history. And what days are we talking about? Well, days when people would hand out these bland two-dimensional, well, they had bland two-dimensional signs. Signage is just a concept that refers to signs in general. So, yes, you have these bland, kind of boring signs that were two-dimensional, just one side with the, you know, boring old letters. And then you'd also have handouts, people handing out flyers on street corners announcing sales at a certain store. Those strategies were enough back in those days to attract customers or to entice patrons inside. So to entice means to attract, to get someone to like what you have. Mm-hmm. And a patron is basically somebody who buys things from your business. A patron, you might hear that, thank you for your patronage. Thank you for coming here and using our services.
Yeah, you could be a patron of a restaurant, a patron of an opera company. If you always go and see their operas or plays, you're a patron. So they're trying to get these patrons inside. So you need something kind of jazzy, kind of spectacular to get people in. You want them to notice what you're doing. So these days, it says retailers are people who sell products to customers. They need to be clever with their storefront marketing. Actually, storefront is translated just like that in Chinese, right? The storefront is, of course, on the ground level where people walk in those big doors. And you want something that, is pretty eye-catching, you could say. Here it says the more noticeable, the better. We use that pattern a lot. Noticeable just means you notice it. It stands out. It's something that attracts your attention. And that's really important. Did you mention, Tom, handouts is also a word for flyers. We often just use the word flyers. So this is very popular in big cities especially. Someone will stand on a street and, you know, hand you maybe coupons for a store or a little piece of paper with information about a restaurant opening. Those are also called flyers.
People still do that quite frequently here in good old Taipei, advertising a new restaurant or something, some place to go for lunch when you're on your lunch hour. But of course, these retailers do need to be clever with their storefront marketing. The storefront needs to be attractive to get people to look up from their smartphones and say, hey, looks like they got some interesting products in there. I'm going to go in there and check it out. That's why many of these stores employ window merchandising designers. That's a possible career opportunity. Window merchandising designers, that means somebody who basically designs window fronts to attract customers. Merchandising, of course, is a verb. Well, it's a noun, actually. To merchandise is a verb, but merchandising is referring to people who try to attract business to a particular store or company.
It's actually a major in college. You can be a fashion merchandiser and study how to sell clothes more effectively. One of my friends is actually a fashion merchandiser. She buys clothes for Nordstrom, which is a huge department store. That's kind of a fun job for men and women. They're both in that particular position. So these are visual artists who actually create and decorate store windows. They use their creativity to effectively attract customers, sell products, and promote the brand. I did live in New York City for a while, and I can tell you the windows are always amazing to look at as you're walking around. But if you're in New York City, make sure if you're looking at the windows not to get in the way of people on the sidewalks, or they'll be rude and tell you to move. So we're moving on to the next paragraph here. On TLC's Window Warriors, the name of the show, it's competition. It's a reality show. We could call it a reality show, too. 8 of the U.S.'s most gifted or talented window merchandising designers go head-to-head, which means they're competing against each other to build elaborate window displays for a table of judges or a panel of judges. If it's elaborate, it's very complicated. It's decorated to a large extent. It's not simple at all. It's very fancy, typically. A lot of time is spent on it. Elaborate here is an adjective, but this word spelled this way can also be a verb, guys, but it's pronounced differently. The verb elaborate, hear that long A, elaborate, adjective elaborate.
Right, elaborate, which means lots of details and things like that. To elaborate as a verb means to actually tell someone the details. I have a new marketing plan. Well, can you elaborate?
Uh-huh.
Can you give us some details? But here it's the adjective, elaborate window displays for a panel of judges. And we'll continue with our lesson in just a couple of seconds. Be patient. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 文章的一刚开始呢，提到这个网络的购物的盛行，造成实体店面必须要更加努力。在第一段的第二个句子提到 ，Gone are the days when blend two-dimensional signage and handouts announcing sales were enough to entice patrons inside.在这里呢，其实有稍微强调，所以把形容词 gone 把它提到前面来，因为 the days 我们要补充说明一下，这样的日子已经过去了。怎么样的日子呢？这种 blend 当作形容词，代表是枯燥乏味的 ；two-dimensional 是指的平面的，然后呢 signage 指的就是招牌，这种又乏味的平面广告标志 ；handouts 指的是宣传单告诉你呢，在宣布特价的这种日子呢，好，其实已经过了，它是不足以能够让你去吸引这些老主顾。后面提到 entice 当作动词，也就是有诱使的意思。而 patron 本来是有赞助者，在这里解释成为老主顾、老顾客。举个例子来说 ，We have a special offer for our regular patrons。也就是代表我们会给予老顾客比较特别的优惠，但是这样子的日子已经过去了，所以呢，大家要更努力，尤其是在橱窗的摆设。我们在今天要谈的呢，在第一段后面提到的是 window merchandising designers， 也就是橱窗销售设计师。 Merchandising 在这里当作名词，也就是有推销、规划的意思。第一段的最后一句提到 These visual artists use their creativity to effectively attract customers, sell products, and promote the brand.这些呢，视觉艺术家要使用他们的创意有效的来 attract customers, 吸引顾客，贩卖商品，甚至来提升品牌的形象。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we're going to continue with our lesson for today. Again, we've got some people. We've got 8 window merchandising designers, and they're having a competition with each other to build elaborate window displays. And then we've got a panel of judges who are going to look at them and say, that's a good idea, but that's not good there, or that's an excellent idea there, blah, blah, blah. You get the idea. It's part of a competition. Now, each week in this program, they're assigned a theme and must design a window display that appropriately represents a major retail brand and the products it sells.
Cool.
So they're assigned a theme. To assign here as a verb just means you're given a task or you're given some kind of job or given some kind of duty.
Maybe some homework. Teacher assigns homework.
And the noun form is assignment. Yes, I have a class assignment. I need to find some foreigners on the street and ask them some questions in English. A lot of people have such an assignment, but here the verb is to assign. They're given a theme or an idea for the window display. Maybe like an Easter promotion or something, or St. Patrick's Day.
Maybe baseball, Christmas, some sport,
There you go, exactly. And they have to design a window that appropriately represents that brand. Appropriately means according to this particular brand. It's appropriate, it's suitable, it doesn't look out of place. It actually matches with the products that this particular brand sells, a retail brand, which means a brand in which products are sold. And they don't just have the judges to impress, however, okay, which means they need to impress the judges, yes, but they have to do other things besides that.
This sounds very similar to Project Runway, which a lot of our listeners know about because it's been on TV here in Taiwan probably over 13 years. They also are assigned to design something, and it has to match that brand's image. You know, each brand sees itself in a certain way, so you don't want to have something casual when that brand probably sees itself as a very expensive, exclusive store. So they have to match or have their design really suit that client who is also going to judge them as well. And of course, they have the regular judges week after week. This sounds just like a lot of the competitive reality TV shows we have these days. So a representative from the brand itself, for example, it might be someone from Nike, right? So Nike sells shoes and athletic clothes. They might show up and they're there to assess the designer's work. If you assess something, you kind of judge it. You know, you look at it and you have an opinion about how well it's done. You evaluate it. We often assess each other's work when we're working on an assignment. I just helped a friend of mine on a school assignment, and they all had parts to complete. And then they got together and they kind of judged each other's part or assessed how each other did on their assignment. So assess, judge, evaluate, estimate. You can also assess somebody a certain amount of money. Maybe the government gives you a fine. You're assessed this much money in taxes that you have to pay, perhaps on an apartment you own. That's also a definition.
Right. So these designers have to impress the judges, and they need to impress the representatives from the brand itself. Now, as the contestants, contestant there is being used as a possessive, as the contestant's client, this person can decide to recreate the winning window in one of the brand's stores. So because the client belongs to the contestants, or the contestants here, the participants in this contest, need to impress that client, then the client has the final say. Not the judges, but the client can say, yes, that's a good idea, but we don't really like that there. The placement of the product there does not look appropriate, so we can change it if we feel it is inappropriate. So basically, again, the client does have the final decision here if they want to recreate the winning window or to change it.
So this recognition, other people seeing that that's your work, people are seeing your work, that's sort of recognition for a visual artist, along with the show's grand prize, which probably includes some money, is more than enough motivation to succeed. It helps them work even harder. Now, on the first episode, the 8 competitors or contestants are each assigned a random dress from Macy's. If it's random, it's not picked out on purpose. So they probably draw numbers or something. They don't get to pick the dress that they want to design around. It's random. So it was done without really a lot of conscious decision. So they're assigned a random dress. One of the largest department stores in the world is called Macy's. They're the ones who sponsor the Thanksgiving Day parade that's on TV in America. On Thanksgiving Day, their mission is to design a window display with a celebration theme in this first episode. So we talked about different themes they could possibly have. Well, this one's celebration. So they're probably going to use a lot of maybe balloons, happy colors, something that really grabs your attention. Maybe something that looks like fireworks, something like that.
Indeed. So that's the celebration theme. And we've got a person by the name of Roya Sullivan. He or she is Macy's National Director of Windows. Roya asked them to merge fashion and style with entertainment in their displays. So this person asked them to, yes, take fashion and style and mix it together with entertainment. That's what the verb to merge is, to come together or to combine something to make a final product. We can use the word merge when we're on freeways, for example. Traffic merges. 3 lanes will merge into 2 lanes, for example. They will come together and be 2 lanes as opposed to 3. Here they have to mix fashion and style with entertainment. Use those elements together.
I was just looking up Roya. It is a woman.
Okay.
It's kind of an interesting name. We were talking about this before the program started. Some parents just make up names, just so you know. So Roya's made up. It is a woman, though. She's the National Director of Windows. So more than 10,000 people each hour pass by Macy's windows. We get a lot of tourists in New York City, so of course they want to go to those windows that they've seen on TV during the Thanksgiving parade. At Christmas, Macy's windows are beautiful. People make a special trip there to see those. Roya knows it takes more than just nice clothes to attract customers. That's true. Of course we know that Macy's has some beautiful clothes, but what really can tempt people to open that door and walk in? That's what her job is, to attract or entice. Tempt, entice and tempt are very similar words, to get people to actually go into the store, pick something out and pay money for it.
Yeah, even a thrift store could probably attract more customers if they have a better window display than a major department store. So here in the next sentence here, it says, with 3 days, a handful of assistants, and all the materials they could ever ask for, the designers get ready to fulfill Roya's request. So, okay, they've got all these things. They've got 3 days to do this. That doesn't sound like a lot of time.
No.
They've got a handful of assistants. A handful just means a few, maybe 2 or 3, maybe 4 people who are going to help them. And then they've got lots of materials here. They can use whatever materials they want, pieces of cloth or various props. They've got these things, but they need to get ready to fulfill her request. And to fulfill here just means to make something complete, give something to someone the thing that they want.
Yeah. You're managing to accomplish what somebody is looking for. To fulfill your dream, to fulfill your mission, is to complete it and get it done the way that you'd hoped to, or someone wanted you to do it that way. So, yeah, sounds kind of fun. We've got one more day to talk about Window Warriors. We're probably going to talk about different episodes if I'm going to take a guess. But right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
第二段是介绍 TLC 旅游生活频道的这个新节目《决战橱窗设计》。在第二段的第二个句子提到 ,Each week,They are assigned a theme and must design a window display that appropriately represents a major retail brand and the products it sells. 每一个礼拜呢，他们就被指派一个主题。这里的 they 呢，指的就是参赛的 window merchandising designers, 也就是橱窗销售设计师，被分配一个 theme, 一个主题，然后设计出能够适当的 appropriately 代表一个大型零售品牌跟他所贩卖的商品。我们来看看 assign 这个动词有分配、分派的意思。Tom was assigned to go to the exhibition, 也就是说 Tom 被指派呢要参加这一次的展览。而后面的 retail 当作形容词则是有零售的意思。我们常常听到的零售价格也就是 the retail price。而他们这些参赛者会有什么好处呢？在第二段的最后一句提到 This recognition 这样子的认同认可，那么其实 recognition 就是前面提到的 To recreate the winning window in one of the brand's stores， 也就是你可以重新呢在品牌的店面当中选一个店面橱窗来重现你获胜的展览，这样子的 recognitionAlong with the show's grand prize is more than enough motivation to succeed. 再加上节目的 grand prize, 大奖呢，那么成为成功的动力则是绰绰有余。接着我们来看到第三段中间提到有一个人名叫做 Roya Sullivan,Macy's National Director of Windows asks them to merge fashion and style with entertainment in their displays. 这位呢 Roya, 他是梅西百货全国橱窗的主任，在这里呢用逗号来代表同位语说明他的职称。他要求他们要 merge, to merge A withB, 也就是把 A 跟 B 融合或者是合并在一起的意思，还希望他们能够把时尚跟风格跟 entertainment 娱乐性能够结合在一起。举个例子来说，我们常听到的公司合并也可以用 merge 这个动词。接着我们来看到最后一句With 3 days, a handful of assistants, and all the materials they could ever ask for, the designers get ready to fulfill Roya's request. 当然只有三天的时间，凭借这些少数的几位助手。Handful, 它是一个名词，代表着少数、少量的意思。那么呢，还有 all the materials, 还有他们可以要求所得到的材料，他们这些设计师准备好要 fulfill, 执行、完成 Roya 的要求。在这里的 fulfill, 则是有执行命令或完成任务的意思。OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
That is it for today. Thank you so much for joining us, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program when we continue to talk about Window Warriors. Until then, from all of us here, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.